שירו לו, זמרו לו, שיחו בכל
Good morning. The tents on duty today are the Moscow, tent number 2, North America, tent number 7, Estonia, Tallinn, Mexico, Guadalajara, Africa, Petah Tikva, tent number 24, and Jerusalem. We'll now go to New York. Please read us the passage.
While engaging in Torah, one should draw light, and then is the time for wholeness. We must believe what our sages said. From Matana to Nehalael, the Torah is called Matana, gift. That is, the fact that a person is permitted to learn and pray and observe mitzvot for even 1 minute a day, that too is a gift from the Creator. For there are several billions in the world to whom the Creator did not give the chance to be able to think of the Creator for even 1 minute a year. Therefore, while engaging in the Torah, one must be glad, for only through joy is one rewarded with drawing the light of Torah. Workshop question. Share the reasons to be in joy with the friends.
We
have plenty of reasons to be with you here in the lesson, to get up one day in the morning, another day, and to begin again, to start again the effort. And although it's difficult and sometimes near impossible, but, you know, from the impression, because you know what we create in the lesson, that brings great joy. So I'm anticipating that which we're going to create today. To continue, that the best thing is that, well, there's no reason, just that the Kabbalist said that we need to be happy, and we can only, or should only, do what the Kabbalists wrote. I don't know, the morning lesson just provides joy. During the lesson, there is this inner joy, and it extends throughout the day. Without the lesson, it's a completely different situation. And, well, the fact that the Creator chose us to be here, to sit here and study this wonderful method, this special method, very singular individuals, and from us, it should pass on to the rest of the world. It's just amazing. Yes, how many other people in the world have been exposed to the great secret of life, of reality, this so beautiful and sublime reality which the Creator prepared for His creations, where we can simply, through the connection between us, through the will and the aspiration to love each other mutually, and be in avut to bring him contentment. How many other people in the world have been awarded with such an opportunity? So, since we've gotten the opportunity, we can and we must pass it on to the rest of humanity. And for that, we have joy. And we make a lot of contentment doing so. Sometimes, to know what you have, you should imagine what would have happened if you won't have had it, wouldn't have had it. If we shouldn't have had to get up, we'd get up, or we won't get up now, and we won't have any, wouldn't have had any friends to think about, no daily assignment, no tasks, you just go to work and you get back from work and tomorrow is the same and there is no change and there won't be any change because there's no cause for anything to change. And so you walk forward and continue another day and another and a month and a year, and that's how it's always going to be. So if for a moment we take all of those things into account, then we'll understand what was done to us when we were given all that we have.
And
beyond everything that was said, in this stand, we've had an excellent process we've gone through in the past 2 days, and now is our last day to achieve something very special in this stand. And this gives joy and hope. It's amazing. I thought about this question on the way here. And I noticed that I wake up so-so, and I thought of how not to make it a routine, how to always introduce more pleasure into this thing we're doing together. And really, most of the time it sounds like the Chag Gadiah of Passover, now this, now that, and then the Angel of Death. But if we reach the end of the story, we're really going to obtain a new nature, which the Kabbalists, they tell us that when we have that nature, the whole of reality is just laid bare in front of you, and you can really enjoy what the Creator prepared for you, and we can expect that and be happy. Yes, we're in school. A school where we study adhesion with the Creator. And even if we're students which are before the first grade even, it doesn't matter where you are exactly in the process of that school. We're in the most prestigious school in reality, the school for learning how to adhere to the Creator. And to add gratitude that the Creator gave us friends, to be happy and give them adhesion with the Creator, because without them there won't be any possibility of actually implementing, practicing bestowal. The spectrum of that cause for joy is opening up, widening. I'd like us to see exactly where that joy is from the connection with the Creator, any contact we have with Him, from every slightest effort and investment, to see how we're really doing it. Although it's written that without reward, and even if there's no reward, if I'm present and doing the work here together with you, that already is the greatest joy. And in general, great joy, because there's such wonderful, great friends, thanks to whom the work becomes easy and fun. And this huge effort the friends are making, it makes the path completely different. And how can you not love them for it? You have friends, you have the environment, you have who to work with, and how to implement that which we study here. And in general, all of the study is becoming, over the years, becoming more something practical rather than theoretical. And what's written in the books becomes our lives. We advance and... Moscow, please.
Мы действительно обладаем несметными богатствами, поскольку удостоились войти в круг людей.
We truly have infinite pleasure, happiness, because we're in an environment of people who serve the King. Let's start with great gratitude to the Creator for the opportunity to study and to pray together. And let's bring contentment to our Maker.
Shalom.